Thanks for joining Walt and me today. My name is Brenda McCord. Each week, we look forward to sharing lessons from God's Word. This podcast, Walk with God, is part of our ministry, Discover God's Truth. We invite you to visit the website and subscribe at discovergodstruth.org, where you can grow and be encouraged in your personal walk with the Lord. We appreciate the outreach ministry of theawakeningworldwide.com. Welcome, friends. We are glad you're with us today. We want to invite you to visit and subscribe to our website, discovergodstruth.org. We've shared the link in our show notes below. Join us on our ministry website. Well, Walt and I will close out the book of 1 Peter with you today. We have gone back and forth the last couple of days, right, getting ready to teach this, and we're kind of really sad that the book is over.
We are. I wish all of you could see behind the scenes what we do getting ready to do one of these podcasts.
Well, and... So there are parts of it that can be humorous as we have commentaries open around us and we have multiple versions of Bibles around us because we're looking at Bible dictionaries. But, you know, as we prepared even for today, we just said how rich this book has been, how God has used this book over these past couple months to minister to our hearts. And we hope that his word is also ministering to your heart where you're at today. Peter wrote this book to believers, Jews and Gentiles, who are spread out throughout the known world. Why? To give them hope and encouragement. Because it was a time of persecution and great trial for the church. Even though you face trials, struggles, and persecution, we want to encourage you, do not give up, but press on. Let your light shine for the Lord. He will strengthen you. And with that, we're going to start in verse 6 of chapter 5 today. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And then verse 8 begins, be sober-minded, be watchful. But I want to go back to 6 as we humble ourselves. Who before? Not just any person, not just any leader or ruler, but rather under the mighty hand of God. That's his right hand. That's his powerful hand. We can trust our Heavenly Father. And when we humble ourselves before him, he will take care of us. Why? Not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his son. He loves you. He loves me. And so Psalm 55:22 encourages us. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. You know, sometimes anxieties grip our heart, or they cause our throat to tighten, or us even to feel kind of sick to our stomach, or we don't want to have anything to eat because we're so anxious or worried. And so here's a head to heart. When I humble myself, when you humble yourself before the sovereign Lord, he promises he will exalt you. Here on earth, well, maybe, but it might not be until we reach our eternal home for all eternity. When we take that posture before the Lord, and last month, leading up to Easter, Walt and I took time each day to kneel together and pray. We knelt, we got down on our knees, and in this posture, it reminded us that we bow before the Almighty God of heaven and earth. And so we even encourage you sometimes by going into that posture, and if you can't get on your knees physically, you can bow your head before the sovereign Lord.
And you know, Brenda, even as you say that, and that was a sweet time. It was a time that we wanted to acknowledge God, and we wanted to say, God, we want you involved in our life. As we continue on and kind of in verses 8 and 9, Peter tells his audience to be sober-minded and to be watchful. And I find this really significant because three decades have passed since Peter recalls his own personal experience there in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew 26, especially verses 40 and 41. And you could read through all that section of Matthew. But Jesus came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, it was Peter, James, and John there in the Garden of Gethsemane. But he said to Peter, "So you men could not keep watch with me for this 1 hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And I think that speaks to us as believers. I expect, I suppose most of the people listening to this podcast are followers and believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have a spirit that is willing, but we also have a flesh that is weak. And really here, Peter is telling them, and he's using this in verse 8, he says, of chapter 5, be sober-minded, be watchful. I should have been more watchful. I almost imagine Peter saying that. You have an adversary. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering that are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the whole world. Peter has had first-hand experience with the devil, the one who prowls around like a roaring lion, the one who seeks to devour, the one who filled Judas's mind with treachery that night there in the garden, and even before that, and the one who tempted Jesus in the wilderness. Firm in his faith in the Father, Jesus came to do the will of his Father. He knew the word of God, and there when he was tempted, he reverted, he went to the word of God, and he was strengthened to resist the devil there in the Judean wilderness at the beginning of his ministry. And Jesus had told Peter in Luke chapter 22, "Simon, Simon," and here he goes back to his name, his old name, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat." It almost reminds me of the book of Job. "But I have prayed," Jesus said. "I prayed for you." Jesus said, "I've prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and that you, once you have turned again, and strengthen your brothers." But he said to him, "Lord, with you I'm ready to go to both prison and death." And Jesus said, "I say to you, Peter, the rooster will not crow today until you have denied me 3 times. There, at the weakest moment of Jesus' life, at the moment of his total humanity, where he's saying, "Father, is there some other way for this?" Peter really just failed him, you know. But Jesus reminds us, stand firm in your faith in the Father, that you can do the will of your Father as you depend on him. Know the word of God and resist the devil. And that's what he's saying to us. That's what he's saying to me. That's what he's saying to you, Brenda. Stand firm in your faith in the Father. Whatever's happening in your life, do the will. You can do the will of the Father. Know the word, trust in the Father, resist the devil.
And even as you've shared those insights, Walt, it just takes me back to, and I'm thinking of standing there looking out over the Judean wilderness and thinking about Jesus spending 40 days and 40 nights out there. But he knew the written word of God. That's what he used. That's what he spoke back to Satan when he came to him, especially those 3 times. When he was tired, when he was hungry, when he was thirsty.
And when he was totally exhausted.
Right. And so just a reminder of that's one of our purposes with Walk with God, is that we're in God's word with you, and that we're showing you how to open up God's word. And we want to walk you through and hopefully give you insights. And trust me, friend, they are challenging to us too. When you're in God's word, he does his work. Yeah,
we're right there with you. You know, we're still growing. We're still needing to depend on the Father, to do the will of the Father. And God is ministering his word with us and through us. I hope you sense that we're not sitting up on this high stage telling you we've figured all of this out. We're there with you. We're still growing in this.
Yeah, and especially now going into verse 10, after you've suffered a little while, all of us are in that, right? The God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. You know, suffering is not unique to any one person. There's no one in a crowd, in an audience, when you're at church, when you're with your small group, your cohort, whatever group you come together with to discuss scripture, Bible study group. It's believers worldwide will suffer. But we know that after the suffering, after the trials, the heartache and pain, God will accomplish his purposes, his perfect will in your life, in my life. We can trust him. He works to perfect all of his will in us, and his chosen ones, it's his desire to strengthen us, to guide us, and to grow our faith. And I think of a head to heart here. You know, suffering looks different for you. It looks different for me. There's different seasons of that. Yet, what do we do with the trials, the heartache, and the pain? Do we just sit in the ashes, as it were, or do we turn and cast all those worries and those struggles back on him? Friends, the Lord knows. The Lord sees. And I love this end part of verse 10. He will restore, he will support, he will strengthen you. He will place you on a firm foundation. So friends, let's hold on. Let's trust him. Let's not give up.
And you know, verse 11, look at the contrast between verse 10 and verse 11. In verse 10, it says, after you have suffered a little while. And we're like, wait a minute. I mean, some of our suffering, we know people who've gone through cancer. Brenda has cancer, you know, and we say, oh, a little while. But God says, here's the contrast. To God be dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's verse 11. You will suffer. And for compared to eternity, it's just for a little while. But this whole idea of dominion, this is only used of God in the New Testament. Our Heavenly Father is able to keep all things under control. You know, and we as believers need to remember God is in control and has all things under his dominion. Even when we feel like things are spinning out of control, and I don't know if that relates to you today, but sometimes I feel like, God, this is not good. This feels like it's spinning out of control. God has dominion forever and ever. And in the Hebrew mind, they have a phrase, Ho'olam, unto the eternals. And the point is this, turn your heart and your mind towards eternity. I mean, whatever is happening in your life today, whatever is happening in my life today, turn it towards eternity and trust in the Lord.
And even think just that, to memorize that verse 11, Walt, as you're sharing this, to him be the dominion forever and ever. To him be the dominion forever and ever. There's even strength just in saying that.
Yeah, there is. And then the amen, I mean, amen, may it be. Yes, Lord, we agree with you. You need to have the dominion forever and ever. We need to keep that in our mind. You are seated high and lifted up on your throne, and nothing that happens in our life, nothing that happens in this world that might say, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? God's got it. He knows.
Well, now as Peter is wrapping up this letter, he's got some closing remarks for us, and we want to touch on those because there are reminders here from Peter's whole letter that he's written, but he gives us some reminders in these closing verses. You know, his main purpose, writing to believers, both Jews and Gentiles, and what he says in verse 12 is, by Silvanus, a faithful brother as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. So we look at 12, Silvanus, referring to Silas. This is the Roman form of the Greek name Silas. Silas, remember, was Paul's companion on Paul's second missionary trip, and now he is with Peter. And then he says, I'm writing briefly. This letter was a brief letter to you. Why? To exhort and declare, to give testimony to the true grace of God. And then he says, stand firm in it. Be on the alert. 1 Corinthians, from Paul's letter, 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Your eternal hope is in Christ Jesus. So Paul and Peter are both calling us to stand firm in our faith, and that's our eternal hope. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6:11.
You know, Brenda, even as you're saying all that, that whole imagery of standing firm and getting ready and being prepared in the midst of trials, in the midst of struggles, in the midst of heartache. And he ends with a very personal comment in verse 13 and verse 14. Listen to this. Verse 13, she who is in Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings. So does Mark, my son. Now, we could do a whole podcast on who's this in Babylon and what's going on here. But what Peter is saying, and I believe that the Babylon is he's not talking about the city on the Euphrates River. He's talking about Rome, and he's using this language because Babylon was this center for paganism, and now Rome is this center for paganism, and is increasing its persecution on believers. Babylon destroyed, came in and wiped out the nation of Israel and destroyed the temple. But the focus is on this. He sends this very personal greeting. So does Mark, my son. And as he's closing this off, this is Mark, the writer of the Gospel of Mark, and he's saying, we're sending our greetings from a difficult place. We want you to know that we have you in our heart and our mind. And he closes with this, verse 13, 14. Listen to this. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. And this kiss, there's various kisses, at least two that are promoted, but this kiss is a kiss that you would give to a family member. You're members of the family. It's a sign of unity. Peace here to all of you who are in Christ. This is a Hebrew benediction. And so I want to just close with this Hebrew benediction from the book of 1 Peter. And let me pray with us. Lord, we need to experience your grace and peace. We need it to be multiplied to us. Lord, no matter what we face today, no matter what anyone who listens to this faces today, we need your peace and your hope and your encouragement. Lord, would you cause us to stand firm in the faith? And Lord, we're encouraged. Christ himself will restore, confirm, and strengthen and establish us. Lord, thank you that in Christ Jesus, you offer us peace. And we're so grateful for that. May that be true today. In the precious name of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our Perfecter, and the one who gives us peace with God, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this lesson from God's Word. Walk with God is part of the teaching ministry of Discover God's Truth. Visit our website at discovergodstruth.org. We appreciate the outreach ministry of theawakeningworldwide.com.